The Daily Dose for November 3rd, from Ezekiel 7 to 9. Jealousy is a word that can be confusing. On the one hand, jealousy has some pretty negative associations. For instance, we've all heard about the violence done by boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, lovers, over some perceived or real disloyalty. On the other hand, jealousy is a word that describes God's attitude toward who He is and what He has made, especially His people. He, the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God, Exodus 34:14. Jealousy only applies when there is a relationship. Someone might rightly be jealous when a relationship they have is under threat or has been broken by the actions of the one with whom they have a relationship. I am jealous for my wife's attentions and faithfulness, as she is for mine. There are consequences for breaking that faith and loyalty. I'm not speaking of fits of jealousy and rage, which are unfortunately all too easily provoked in the paranoia of human relationships. Jealousy, when understood in this way, is right and normal. Take, for example, the picture in our text today. God comes to Ezekiel in the form of the figure like a man, see chapter 1, verses 27 to 28, this time to show Ezekiel in the spirit what was happening back in Jerusalem at the temple. There, in the heart of the relationship between Israel and her God, was utter idolatry. The scene would be akin to a wife coming home to find her husband in their bed with multiple lovers. The righteous response of a jealous God was to destroy those who had come between himself and the one he loved. That is precisely what God did to those who had given themselves over to other lovers. To have done anything less would have made God a betrayer of his own covenant to Israel. Jealousy, if provoked, is not pretty, but it is right. For our God is a consuming fire. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.